We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Joined now by the head coach for Alabama track and field, Dan Waters, who joins us from his office on campus. And Dan, is it great to be back in Tuscaloosa after some time out west?
Yeah, I heard you guys got a ton of rain when we were out there. so we were enjoying some nice cool weather out in Eugene, and you guys, I guess, got tons of rain, you know, so it's good. It's good to be back.
Well, it was quite a finish for Alabama track and field. Can you just kind of take us through the season that was for your student athletes?
Obviously we were happy with the way we finished indoors and in a weird cross country season that ended in March, you know, which is unlike anything we've ever had before. So, we were very careful with how we planned for the outdoor season, knowing that we obviously returned some very special seniors, cause COVID seniors were returning to the team. And so we planned our season out, kind of trying to make sure we were ready to go with the SEC championships, regional championships, and national championships. And boy, we went really hard at it at SECs and tried to win both sides and got close. I thought we were going to win the championships on both sides heading into the last two events of the day on that Saturday. And, it was kind of a little bit heartbreaking, but the way the team competed at SECs, I was like, wow, if we continue to carry this kind of focus and energy and momentum into the last two meets of the season, we'll be, really happy with how it unfolds. And so we went to regionals, and regionals almost went perfect. That's a kind of a, one of the hurdles we have to clear. It's kind of one of those tripping up meets where you could, have great athletes that, miss an opportunity to go to the final round of nationals. And so that went great. And I was really excited and happy with the focus and momentum that we had going into the last meet of the season in Eugene. And, it was a tough meet. We obviously just kept competing and struggling. We had some adversity. We were able to overcome it. And then the women were able to bring home a trophy for fourth place, and the men were 13th and missed a few opportunities to be, probably fifth or sixth had it gone a little bit better. But overall, just talking about the assistants and the team and the way the athletes competed all year long, you couldn't be happier. The focus they had, and I don't know whether they just we're on a mission, or if, because of coronavirus, they know how to focus better. I don't know, but they were better than they've ever been through the championship portion, which was really exciting, and a credit to them and our assistant coaches.
Certainly is. And let's take a step back for a moment. Last year, you didn't get to have any championships when the COVID-19 pandemic shut down sports. What were some of the next steps for your program, and specifically some of your student athletes from foreign countries that maybe didn't have a chance to go home?
Yeah, there was a challenge summer for every track and field athlete because, there was just so many unknowns. Obviously, that was an Olympic year. People had, made big plans and set up training to have a very special year in 2020. So kind of putting a pause on all that and trying to refocus, re-up, kind of get ready to go for right now. We're in the Olympic trials as I start today and out in Eugene. And You know, it was just a super challenge and trying to readjust training, you know, coming off of a long break, cause we didn't get to see the athletes for a while. And then how do you, you know, what shape are they in? How do you, you know, organize and plan your training from where they are? So it was all on, you know, just, you know, experience and coaching and, you know, trial and error and that kind of stuff. So you got to say, you know, credit to the student athletes, credit to the coaches for being able to figuring out a way to continue to get better and better. You know, which was fun to watch.
They certainly did. And we'll talk about some individual athletes for you here, starting with Mercy Shalenga. What a year she put together, from cross country, track and field, indoor, outdoor. She put together a tremendous year for Alabama.
Oh, it was amazing. You know, to, you know, where she contributed every time she turned, you know, she got on the track, she turned in a great performance. You know, win a national championship in cross country. And then obviously second in the 10K outdoors and I think fifth in the 5K outdoors, which gave us the points to give us the trophy. It's really hard to explain how hard that is. And to be able to be at that level for that long, you know, to be, you know, at your very best in March and then have to turn around and run through the whole competitive season, through all the qualifying meets, hit all the marks throughout the season, and then be at your very best again in mid-June is remarkable. That's one of the toughest things I've ever seen happen in a distance runner's career, is to be able to win a national championships in cross country in March, which is never done. And then, you know, come back, you know, 3 or 4 months later and be, you know, the elite distance runner in the NCAA. So what an amazing year for her and for Coach Palmer and his wife, the other Coach Palmer. And, you know, what she was able to accomplish was pretty amazing.
What can you tell us about the year Tamara Clark put together?
You know, it's still going, you know, she's still out there in Eugene, trying to make the Olympic team in the 100 and the 200. You know, she broke some pretty amazing school records. To run 22:13 for the 200 is flat out flying. She broke 21 seconds at the conference championship. It was obviously a little bit windy, but that's kind of where we start recruiting on the men's side. You know, so this tells you how fast she is, and she's, you know, been really, really good and very consistent. Kind of the heart and soul of the women's sprint program. She's the engine that makes it all go. And, you know, to be double SEC champion in the 100 and 200, which is a hard thing to do. And then, you know, have the fastest times coming out of the region into the national meet. And then, you know, doing what she did there for second in the 200 and third in the 100. Valuable points, but you know, we're hoping for she'll continue to keep going, and I think she's got a little more gas in the tank. Short story, you know, I went out to the track. Sorry, my phone keeps dinging. Let me turn it off. Went out to the track one day, and I was watching sprint practice. Coach Wiley and Coach Jett were working her out, and I saw something I've never seen before in her. You know, like the way that she was moving down the track and how she was covering ground and the energy and force she was putting into it. I was like, we're going to have a very special year. You know, so saw it coming. I told her I saw it coming. And after the SEC championships, I go, I told you. She goes, yeah, you did. It was so she's entering that elite level of power and speed and quickness. And it's fun to watch. You know, it's fun to watch her development over the years.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Fun to watch on the men's side as well. Robert Dunning winning national title 110-meter hurdles. Just a tremendous performance he had in Eugene.
Yeah, you know, that, you know, obviously the people that watched it. So, you know, the story that goes behind that is that, you know, we get into warmups and he gets a serious bloody nose. He can't, he literally, you know, he's in the medical tent for the last 25, 30 minutes before warmup, which were the crucial parts of the warmup. You have to go over hurdles. You have to come out of block starts. You have to excite the central nervous system. And it's not happening for him. I mean, like, he's just, you know, in the medical tent, sitting on a table, trying to stop a bloody nose. And they call him out to the track and he's still bleeding. You know, he's still, you know, bleeding in the blocks and it's dripping down on the track, and gun goes and we're like, well, let's see what happens. And it's just because he's a great competitor. You know, he goes out there and advances to the finals. I mean, runs 13:60, which is probably his slowest time of the year. It might've been his slowest time since March, you know, so Vince's opening race, and advances to the finals. And I think everybody kind of watched him, you know, kind of gave up on him. I mean, like, if you listen to the call, you know, on ESPN, there was no mention of Robert Dunning until he crossed the line and won the race, and he destroyed everybody, you know, like, is anybody watching what I'm seeing? Cause he's killing everybody. So, but, and his race, you know, was into a negative win at 13:24, which converts down to one of the, you know, fastest times all time in the 110 hurdles. And if you believe conversions, you know, he's obviously out in Eugene. He's actually back home. He's going back out to Eugene here in a couple of days to try to make the Olympic team, which is, I think he's got a great shot. But, you know, his is a great story, and he's been a great competitor for us. He was obviously one of our COVID-19 seniors that came back, graduated, done a very, very special job for us, and couldn't be happier and prouder for him.
Yeah, if you could just kind of tell us everybody from Alabama that's competing for a spot on the Olympic teams coming up and who we could see down the road in Tokyo.
Oh, man, that's a long list. I'm going to forget everybody. So we've got graduated seniors that, I mean, people that left the program like Cord Ferguson and Danny Hall, Haley Teal are trying to make the team. We have obviously we've had our international athletes like Karani James. We have Jareem Richards is trying to make the team for Trinidad. Probably already made the team. We have Portius Warren. She was a great thrower for us. And then our current roster, Christian Evers, Keyshawn McGee, Tamara Clark, Nicolette Dunbar, Robert Dunning. I'm forgetting five or six others. So yeah, it's crazy, you know, it's a, you know, long story, but, you know, we went to the national championships and then the Olympic trials is the next week. And so some are staying out there. Ameris Tamisma is out there, still currently training and ready to run the 1500. So like, we're all over the place. We got coaches in every county across the United States, just trying to get the team to, you know, to Eugene and to compete for the Olympic trials and whatnot. So, yeah, we're going in a million different ways, but I think those, I hit a lot of the big ones. I'm trying to think if I remembered, if I forgot a few, but that's kind of what we're looking at. I wish I had a list. I should have.
I know.
Sorry.
Good rundown. No, definitely. So a solid year for your track and field program, cross country. How can a year like this help propel you into the upcoming year that's coming up?
You know, it's funny, you know, we killed in recruiting. Couldn't be happier where we are. You know, COVID was good for us in recruiting. I don't know how that happened, but you know, we really, really moved our program forward with what we're able to sign for this upcoming year. And we really don't lose a lot on the men's side or the women's side. You know, we lose obviously Vincent Kiprop, Robert Dunning, and a decathlete off the SEC team, which is a lot, but what we replaced it with, we're really excited for. We brought in, I think, 13 athletes, you know, that can make a contribution immediately. And then on the women's side, we do use a lot of COVID seniors, Natasha McDonald and Takira Roberson and Katie Funchen and DJ Baker and some others I'm forgetting, Leah Hanel and you know, some of those other athletes. But we do bring back a great core and a great nucleus of athletes that are coming with obviously Mercy and Tamara Clark and you know, what we signed coming in and who's returning, and our throws group is stronger than ever. So yeah, we think we're going to propel ourselves into even better things next year. You know, I'm super excited about it. Kind of want to hit fast forward and get to the fall again, you know. Summers are super crazy for us, but I'm ready to get back started and get going again, you know.
Yeah, I think we all feel the same way. And I'll kind of wrap up with this. This has been such a great year for Alabama athletics, starting with football national championship and then SEC championships, individual honors for some of your student athletes, and 10 years for you at Alabama. Has this been one of the most fun years you've ever had here in Tuscaloosa?
I just had my 10-year anniversary on Tuesday. It's been amazing. You know, I've been following everything, you know, like I've been, you know, counting points for the Learfield Cup too, you know, and so it's been fun watching softball, obviously football, women's basketball, men's basketball, you know, you name it. Tennis has had a great years, you know, just across the board, gymnastics, you know, and it needs to be said too. I don't know if people out there really know this, but all the head coaches, you know, speak, we support each other. We, you know, like I get messages from every single head coach on our staff, you know, just congratulating the team and what we're able to accomplish this year. And we do the same. So it's a really, really fun place to work that way. And they're really supportive. And it's, you know, obviously the results have been there this year. And I think it's only going to get better in the future.
Well, Coach, congratulations on a very successful season for you. Congratulations on your 10-year anniversary here at the Capstone as well. Just thank you for joining us this afternoon on Crimson Drive, and Roll Tide to you.
Yeah, Roll Tide. Thanks, Roger.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.